Are you enjoying your wondering questions? I have one. I wonder if I'm going to be able to capture your attention and transition out of the wondering questions. No, I love godly play. I think most of all because I'm probably a child at heart. I like to roll around on the floor and play with toys and take naps. But no, really, I love the godly play modality because I think, you know, it lets us experience the Word of God in an open way. You know, let's just present the stories, the scriptures, and let them breathe. Let's interact with the stories without baggage, without luggage, without attachment. You know, so much of our church experience is about trying to package the words of God. And I love godly play because it just lets it breathe. It lets it out because it's like perfume or like incense or something like that. The word of God can't be contained. And so I love that about godly play. Speaking of things that cannot be contained, does anyone know what this is? Kids, do you know what this is? A sleeping bag? Close. Chrysalis? Close. I'm looking for another name. Huh? Close. What this is, boys and girls and adults, is a pupa. It's not a poopa, kids. It's a pupa, okay? And apologies to all the entomologists in the room, but this is a pupa, which is a form that an insect takes on when they transform from the larva phase into the adult phase. Now, many insects do this miraculous thing where they actually take on a new form and become something entirely different. And there's a wonderful word for this. Do you know what that word is? Metamorphosis. That's right. A complete change from one state into another. So kids, here's another question. Can you think of something that changes from one form into another? Can you give me an example of a metamorphosis? Caterpillar, that's right.
Ladybug.
That's, yeah, they kind of, they're a bug and then they sort of fly. Yeah. Mosquito. Water, that's right. Water can freeze. Water can turn into a vapor. Cookie batter, that's right. I like, somebody said frogs earlier. You know, the tadpole thing and the polywog thing. Okay, adults, can you think of an example of something that changes from one form into another? Somebody said, my in-laws. I don't know what that means. What else?
An egg.
An egg, that's right. It can be scrambled, it can be over easy, it can be over medium. What else? Humans, that's right. That's the whole point of what I'm saying up here. We're done. Let's close in prayer. Some things that undergo metamorphosis from one thing to another. The San Francisco Giants from spring training to the actual season. And thank you that nobody said, oh, when so-and-so puts their makeup on, that's a metamorphosis. That's not what we're looking for. Does anyone know who this is? That's right, that's Heimlich the caterpillar from A Bug's Life. And he is the infinitely feisty, infinitely hungry caterpillar from A Bug's Life. We'll come back to him later. Metamorphosis is all around us. And during this time of year, the earth itself is changing all around us. Have you noticed that? I wonder if you noticed the buds returning to the trees in the last, 10 days or so. The birds singing and chirping, even in the middle of the night, they're doing that. And maybe you've noticed the allergies in your sinus cavity beginning to rage like a professional wrestler. Because spring is here. The seasons that the earth goes through are more or less how we came up with our church liturgical calendar many, many years ago. The ways we celebrate and move through the traditions of our faith are closely tied to the way that the seasons change. And you'll see the calendar here. And as Deborah mentioned, we're in purple time. We're in Lent. We're about ready to enter Holy Week and Eastertide. And as we're entering the last week of Lent, this is a time when we try to be deeply reflective. We contemplate our lives and our behaviors. and seek to make some changes, some metamorphoses, if you will, as we approach Holy Week and Eastertide. You know, many churches use the liturgical calendar, and here at the River we found it a really useful way to move through the year and mark the seasons of our worship, mark the seasons of our celebrations, and reflect as we go through each section. And that's what we'll be doing here in Lent. In this way, we're connecting with spiritual people, spiritual communities all over the world and across hundreds and hundreds of years. So today we find ourselves in the final week of Lent, and one of the things we try to ask ourselves during Lent is, can we alter our behaviors? Can we notice the ways we soothe and comfort ourselves? And ultimately, can we change and grow closer to God? Can people change? To try and answer that question, here's a very, very short clip from the movie Bridesmaids. Let's take a look.
I'm so glad we were able to do this. I'm really glad we could do this, too. It's nice we get to hang out.
I know, right?
Yeah. It's too bad Lillian couldn't play with us today. Poor thing, she's so busy.
Oh, I know.
But yeah, she's not really that into sports. Even when we were little, she didn't like anything that was too competitive.
Oh, well, she certainly enjoys playing tennis now. It's funny how people change, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Do people really change?
I think they do.
Yeah, but I mean, they still stay who they are, pretty much.
I think we change all the time.
I think we stay the same, but grow, I guess, a little bit.
I think if you're growing, then you're changing.
But I mean, we're changing from who we are, which we always stay as.
Not really. I don't think so.
I think so.
I know.
I hope your coffee dates are not like that. But I'm siding with the Roseburn character in this case. People change. Or rather, people can change, but will they? Will I? Will you? And what will actually inspire us to change? That's part of the journey we've been on during Lent. Now, kids, have you noticed, since you were very little, how you've changed? Just call it out. How have you changed since you were little? Go ahead. Just call it out. You know, this is not class. We don't have to raise our hands. It's just Kevin. We got taller. What's that? I used to hate egg yolk, but now I like it. See, we're changing. Anybody else? We got smarter. Praise God. One more. You know, I resonate with the egg yolk thing. When I was a kid, I hated Brussels sprouts. They're drippy and stinky. And now I order Brussels sprouts in restaurants. I love Brussels sprouts. They're delicious, right? Adults, how have you changed in the last 10 years or so? Be careful now.
Lose our hair.
Lose our hair. What else?
Tired.
Tired.
Hard to get up.
What? Hard to get up. Okay. Okay, let's move past that. I know, I'm lactose intolerant. If I stay up past midnight, I need to call in sick, you know, that kind of. What about positive things?
More open-minded.
More open-minded. Good, I like that.
Wiser, stop drinking.
Wiser, stop drinking. Amen.
More mellow.
More mellow. Right on, right on. I like that, I like that. See, we can change, right? And we do change. You know, this Lenten season, Becky and our teaching team have taken us through how we might change in our relationships. How we might listen well, be less defensive, stop comparing ourselves to others, and move away from gossip. Here, as the journey of Lent comes to a close, think about how you've changed. What changes have we made in our lives and behaviors, and how have those adjustments changed us for the better? How have those things drawn us closer to God and closer to the celebrations of Easter? So as we make the turn from Palm Sunday into Holy Week, the whole earth is changing. And our liturgical calendar is actually based on those seasons, on those cycles of the earth. You know, we don't really know when Jesus was born, or when he made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, or when he was crucified. But ancient people knew what seasonal change was happening to the Earth. They knew that beginning around late October, the Earth seemed to be going to sleep. The days were getting shorter. And so we got traditions that now seem very normal, like pulling a perfectly good tree into our living room and putting weird stuff on it that our kids made. That all started in the winter solstice. And at this time of year, during the spring equinox, when night and day begin to share the same space, we celebrate new life, we celebrate resurrection, and of course we celebrate Easter as the earth is waking up again. Song of Solomon says this in chapter 2, "Get up, my dear friend, fair and beautiful lover, come to me, look around you, winter is over." The winter rains are over, gone. Spring flowers are in blossom all over. The whole world's a choir and singing. Spring warblers, birds are filling the forest with sweet strains. Lilacs are exuberantly purple and perfumed, and cherry trees fragrant with blossoms. Oh, get up, dear friend. What a beautiful picture of what the earth is doing all around us, the awakening of the earth. Somebody said it earlier, but probably the most famous type of metamorphosis we know of is the butterfly. And here's Heimlich again. You know, one of the questions in the movie is, what will happen to Heimlich? Will he transform into a beautiful butterfly? And indeed he does. Now, the wings are very small. Sometimes change is very, very small in us, very incremental, but change happens nonetheless. So as we enter Holy Week, it's not too late to carry with us the gifts of Lent, the final gifts of Lent, and wake up to new life. So where do you feel yourself awakening? Where can you, where can I transform the way the earth is transforming? This week, get in touch with the new life that's all around us in nature and see if you can't help become a more hopeful, a more giving, a more alive person. See if you can't draw closer to the God who conquers death, who renews a planet that's gone to sleep, who turns graves into gardens. We'll sing about that in a few minutes. Next week, when you come in on Easter Sunday, and you will come in on Easter Sunday, right? This room will be filled with butterflies. Now, I don't mean we're going to release live insects into the facility. What I mean is that our kids' community, as part of a long-running tradition here at the church, has been crafting beautiful butterflies that you'll find all over this wall on Easter Sunday. You'll find them out in the lobby, on the windows, and on the walls out there as a symbol of death to life, of resurrection, of newness, of energy, of the promises of Easter. I hope that when you walk in next week, you'll see those butterflies and you'll feel renewed. You'll feel the spirit of Easter. As we wrap up this morning, we're going to move into a time of singing. And this is our all-church gathering, so we want you to be comfortable this morning. It's okay if we're loud and bumping up against each other. We have various stations around the room, and you'll see them over there, over here, and over here. And so we just invite you, as we sing and as we worship together, just be comfortable and move around these stations. There was reflection cards on the side wall by the closets. You know, the Palm Sunday story, as we saw, people laid down their cloaks and palm branches to prepare the way for Jesus. It's a chance over there to reflect on what you can do to make way for Jesus this week and this Eastertide. Art supplies are back there by the back door. Take advantage of those anytime. Palm crosses are over here. We can take a palm frond and fold it into a cross shape, and you can keep that with you this week as an act of worship. And then finally over here we have our communion station. Just welcome you whenever you're ready to come with friends, family, or strangers and just celebrate and take the elements over there as we continue. There'll just be a few minutes with some questions on the screen, and you can take a moment and talk to a neighbor near you and just reflect on the metamorphoses in your life and on the change God wants to make in you. And as we move into that time, let me pray for us. God, we thank you for the story of Palm Sunday. We thank you for your entry into the city. We pray that you would make a triumphal entry into our hearts. And as we turn today into Holy Week and into the stories that take us from great tragedy to great joy to confusion to darkness to light, God, would you travel with us and show us the changes you want to make in us. We worship you as our Hosanna and our King, and we celebrate this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.